on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Big doubleheader as we have every Thursday, racing today at Kilmore and tonight at Pakenham. And Mark Hunter has been absolutely killing it in recent weeks, and he is looking at today's Kilmore program. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
What's the Kilmore meeting look like today? Do you like the Kilmore deck?
Look, it's a little bit of a testing deck. It can be hard to make ground. They come down that hill and they tend to get lost out wide there. But today's meeting looks all right. I think we'll have a late start to the punting day and then we'll tune in, and I reckon we'll show a profit today.
Oh, that's what we like. Doesn't matter when we start, it's how we finish. Let's get into the first race, which is a two-year-old maiden over 1,112 metres. And we can take a couple out here. We take out 1, 3, 5, 7 and 13. Invincibilius is the favourite from the Hayes Dabernick stable at 360. Realised, a first starter from the May Eustace team, 420. King's Ransom, $5. Scissor Step at $5. And Guile is a $6.50 chance. So, look, there's a majority of these, all but two, are first starters. What have the trials and jump outs shown you?
Well, I find these races really hard to work out. You know, the trials, I think, smarter men than me saw trials out better. So, I'll tip number six, Scissor Step, who I think has trialled quite well at Flemington, should sit behind them and produce at the right time and be strong. Number four, King's Ransom. It's a stable, really hard to work out their jump outs. They never test their horse. Looks like it's got ability. 10 realised, trialled up quite well, albeit in slow time. And two, Guile, who was in a pretty strong trial, never asked to do much. Just showed something there in gate one, should be able to take a spot, and looks like it does go okay. So this is a race I'll watch. I'll go 6, 4, 10 and 2.
6, 4, 10 and 2. And the first race, number two, is a three-year-old maiden. And this is where Glenn Ingram had his best of the day. The first starter, Cliffette from the Cindy Alderson stable. It's backable, $3.20. Think Warning, or Think Winning, is $4. Pramada is at $4.40. And Jalinka is at $5.50. So what's your thoughts on this first starter, Cliffette?
Yeah, look, I think it's shown enough to win. It's not a strong race. There's a long tail to it, and Cliffette looks like trialled well enough a couple of times. It draws well here for Daniel Stackhouse. It's my top pick as well to beat number three, Think Winning. Hasn't done anything on the track. They've both been on soft ground. It did trial quite well recently. Just want to see it do it on race day. Number eight, Jalinka. Draws wide, comes out of a fast race there. You've got the winner of that race about $1.30 at Mooney Valley Friday night. It'll work out a pretty good form race. Wide gate's an issue. And five, Bottom Deck, who's always shown enough ability to win a race at least. It's had its run spaced. It was okay first up. It'll be fitter. Draws for a good run. I'll probably stay out of this one as well, Michael. I'll go 6, 3, 8 and 5.
6, 3, 8 and 5 in the second race, three. In this race, we take out the 9. Lady Cumberland, a first starter, is at $2.60. Southern Magnolia for Colin Little's at $4.20. Electric Bell, $4.60. And then we're down to Last Squeezer at $4.80. So, gee, there's not much separating the top four of the market here.
No, but I'm happy to play each way. Number 3, Electric Bell. It's a horse that showed ability last campaign. Burst up at Stony Creek. Run it out there, it really should have finished tailed off last. It jumped and was restrained back wide and asked to go forward mid-race out wide. You just cannot do that at Stony Creek without dropping out. It still had the cheek to keep coming on the line. Now, it's fitter. It draws gate one here. B Park jumps on. It can settle a lot closer. And with a race experience and that run under its belt, the good gate, I don't think Electric Bell will miss each way. It's a beat. 6, Lady Cumberland, who certainly trialled well enough to say it will run well here. 5, Last Spears here. It was in the trial at Geelong that Bella Nipotina won. It was ridden along but did make ground nicely. And for 4th, number 8, Southern Magnolia, who's shown some ability, has trialled okay and got a good gate. But I think 3 will run well here. 3, 6, 5 and 8.
3, 6, 5 and 8. Electric Bell, 460, 160. One of the good bets of the day. Race number 4. And this is over 2,012 metres. We can take out 5 and 10. Mr Sizzle for Matty Allerton and Simon Zara, $2.50. Kia Daly is at $3.50. Mitchell Falls, $4.40. And then we're down to Bucks at $9 as well. Who are you with here?
I'm with Mr. Sizzle. I was with Mr. Sizzle before the bottom one was scratched. Unfortunately, the odds have been halved. It went back from that wide gate at Pakenham. It did get well beaten by a horse called Eagles Crag, who I think you'll hear more of. It worked home well down the outside. But the obvious query here is the 2,000 metres, but it looks like it will run it. Draws a little bit of a tricky gate. We just need to slot in, not do too much work, and I think Mr. Sizzle can get the job done here. Placings, number 7, Meetung Marvin, who comes out of the same race. Didn't have much galloping room up the straight. Should have finished a bit closer. I think it's got a place chance here. 9, Sunday Diamond, was good 2 starts ago, then jumped in trip and just got lost the other day at Kyneton. Certainly got a place chance from the gate. 2, Kiadai. Gee, it's a slow horse. B Stackhouse taking over will help it. It looked like it was going to... I backed it last start. I thought it would win at Bendigo, and it just looked awfully tired the last 200 metres. Maybe back in trip will help it, but I think 8's the one to beat from 7, 9 and 2.
8 to beat 7, 9 and 2 in the fourth. Race number 5 is the first leg of the Quaddie at Kilmore today. All go round Manning Road at 3.10. The Midnight Shift, 3.60. He's the Real Deals at $5. And then Victory in Paris at $5. So open race, only a smallish field. How many in this first leg of the Quaddie?
Yeah, look, I think there are 4 good chances here. I'm sticking up for number 1, He's the Real Deal, who I think this is flying, this horse. It's had 2 runs back from a spell. First up, unsuitable trip. More of a fence race, fence track. It did a good job running on to finish 6th. Went to Sandown, one of those midweek tracks where it was just impossible to make ground. It was out-sprinted. But through the line, it was going really well now. It jumps 2,000 metres here, which I don't think is an issue. Got a 2-kilo claim. Draws for a good run. In a good little race, I think it's got a good chance to beat number 4, Manning Road, who deserved the win and got one last time. Jumps in trip but gets a cheap run. Got a good chance again. Number 7, Victory in Paris, just in absolute career best form, this horse. Was a good win last start. 6th, the Midnight Shift, coming over from New Zealand from jumping, but trialled terrific. It's the other strong winning chance in the race. 4 hopes, not much between them. 1, 4, 7 and 6.
1, 4, 7 and 6 in the first leg of the Quaddie. Race number 6, a BM 58 over 16.12. All go round. Taco Tiger, 2.60. Storm's Colours, 2.80. Suburbia, 3.50. They're the only 3 in the market, Mark.
Yeah, look, I think Storm's Colours is the best for the day here. Michael, it's had the 2 runs back from the spell. Made ground behind Here to Shock at Geelong, where Here to Shock sat up and just booted away, and Storm Colours did a good job to finish 4th. Then jumped sharply in distance, went straight to the mile at Bendigo, which was a bit of an ask, and that handy enough and ran on well behind 2 in-form horses. I think with that run under its belt at the mile, it's fitter. It brings the best 4 line to the race. Little tricky gate, just needs to slot in there, 3rd, 4th, 5th, somewhere there, get some cover. If that situation unfolds, then I think Storm's Colours will win. But 2, Taco Tiger, just a fair run first up, but fitter and just drawn for the perfect Kilmore run. 1, Suburbia, it won the Taco Tiger race last time. It's got some hope, but much harder from the gate. And 6, Ferrocerium, comes out of the Storm Colours race, was well beaten by that horse. It has got a place chance. I think with any luck at all, Storm's Colours will win. I'll go 4, 2, 1 and 6.
4, 2, 1 and 6. Storm's Colours is the second favourite at 2.80. And it has been well backed in from $4.60 in the second leg of the Quaddie. One of the best of the day. Race number 7, the third leg, is a BM 58 over 11.12. No scratchings. Card Ice is $2.80. Feast Style, $3.90. Great Bay, $4.40. And then you're out to $8.50 for Sticks here, Mark.
Yeah, 2 chances for mine. 2 and 3. I'm with number 3, Fire Style. They actually met at Geelong there a couple of starts ago, and Card Ice won, but Fire Style should have won for sure now. I think Firestyle's going really well. Forget that last run. It got well back. It wasn't tested up straight. It didn't have much room. This is a weak race. I think if it can just go back, get some cover, Firestyle, it'll charge home and is the one to beat. 2 Card Ice, no doubt the danger. It'll be in front of Firestyle in the run. It'll look the winner. It's just got to hold off Firestyle late. Take your pick after that. Maybe number 6, Porcupine, was okay last time and fitter. And 1 Great Bay, just because it will get that beautiful run for John Allen from the gate. And fitter for 1 run back. 2 horse race for mine, 3 to beat 2, then 6 and 1.
3 to beat 2 from 6 and 1 in the 7th at Kilmore. Race number 8, a 58 over 14.62. Take out 7 and 11. Ocean Dew is at 3.70. Sun Flares also at 3.70. And then Star Selection at $5. They're the top 3 in the market.
Big F, and for the quaddy here, I've got no idea what'll win this race. I'll tip number two, Star Selection, who I would have had as a distance doubt until that last run, but I thought it ran well there, and at least it's in form, it's honest. Most of these are completely out of form, so for that reason, Star Selection gets the nod. Beat number eight, Ocean Dew, who's two runs back from a spell have been very ordinary. Look, its best form would be competitive. We'll give it one more chance. Three, Sangria Miss. Bob's up in these sorts of races, and just getting back on top of the ground might improve. Six, Offshore's Pearl. Just needed to see a trial well, but its trial was just fair. It forms good enough for a race like this, and it draws gate one. Wide open race, 2, 8, 3, and 6.
2, 8, 3, and 6 in the last leg. So it seems like there's a few races we need to bypass and focus on a couple of others. What's the play of the day?
I think the best is race 6, number 4, Storm's Colours. My value in an even race, I'll go race 5, number 1, He's the Real Deal. For the quaddy, first leg will go 1, 4, 6, and 7. Second leg, number 4, 1 out. Third leg, 2 and 3, and come home with the field. And play of the day, you're going to play a parlay 2-3-4 for a win, which will cost you $11 for $1. We'll go race 3, number 3, Electric Bell. Race 4, number 8, Mr. Sizzle. Race 6, number 4, Storm's Colours. And race 7, number 3, By Style.
Excellent. Have you had an early look at Guineas Day?
Guineas Day, getting through them. Gee, it's a hard day. I'm going to give you one there. I'd go for Bella Nipotina each way in, I think it's the second last race.
Bella Nipotina. Do you like anything tonight?
Tonight we'll go race 2, number 9, should win Vidiano. It looks the best for the night, but it's a bit short. So we'll go bit of value, race 7, number 5, Irish Playboy. I like his as a horse. I just hope better to go there first up.
Good on you, Mark. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Mark Hunter joining us there. Quick break on the other side. Harry White will have a more in-depth look at Pakenham tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at tonight's meeting at Pakenham, and Harry White, as he does each and every Thursday, is ready to find us all the winners. H, we'll get cracking because time's on the wind. It is a good four tonight. The rail is out 3 metres. First race, we can take 1 and 5 out, and we got a shorty over the 1,000 metres. Keep on bopping. $1.65. Nightfire, $3.70. Do you want to play at $1.65, Harry?
No, I don't. Look, Keep On Bopping resumes gelded, looks wound up and ready to go based off a recent jump out, but not at that sort of odds for me. I am with Nightfire. Trialled well at Cranbourne leading into this and ran third over the trip on debut behind Estella Rocker and Frederick the Dane, both of which are handy form references. Luke Curry rides. It's a nice draw. It's a nice race for him. Keep On Bopping in for second. I think they're the key winning hopes. And then maybe a couple of the first starters, Haystacks Carloon and Velvet Harmony. 6, 4, 3, 8.
6, 4, 3, and 8 in the first. Race 2 all go round. Vidiano, an odds-on favourite now. P. Moody, L. Nolan, Mexican Star is at 4.20 and Glandam 4.80, Harry.
Yeah, Vidiano, best of the day. Should have finished closer on debut at Geelong because she was held up in the straight, lost ground, was strong into third behind Sensationalisation and Best Episode. Both good form references, then went up to the mile, was beaten only by Nevaez. That horse finished second to Peru, who subsequently won the Group 2 Autumn Classic. Point being, the form is there. Nolan and Moody, she will win this. Mexican Star has good form around her, keeps featuring in the minor money. I think 1,400 metres could be a query. Vivalicious with blinkers on could fill a place. Inquisitive next best. 9, 6, 10, 4.
9, 6, 10, and 4. One of the good things. $1.90 Vidiano. Race 2. Race number 3 over 1,200. Take out 12. Kuroto is the favourite at $3.20. Renova, $3.50. Hinto Blue, $4.40. Who are you with here?
Tricky race. Hinto Blue can go on top. Recent jump outs have been good. Form through his last run prior to a spell was solid. The one gripe is all other forms suggest kicking off over 1,200 metres could be a tad too sharp. Renova, the full sibling to Renewal, thought a recent trial was modest, but a jump out beforehand was good. The market likes her. Kurotu ran soundly in the minor money at Track and Trip first up, swaps out blinkers for visors. Bo Whisper, shown enough at the jump outs to suggest he can be competitive, 1, 10, 7, 4.
1, 10, 7, and 4. Race number 4 is over the mile. We can take out 2 and 10. Zootless is into $1.85 for Ken and Casey Keys. Cognant is at $3.80. Marilinsky is at $4.80. And they're the only three under double figure odds.
Yeah, I'll put Zootless at that price in for second. Got rolled at a short quote here last start. You could say stuck on well, but I thought he was entitled to win that race. I've got Kojin on top. Liked how well he worked to the line at Track and Trip last start. Was one stride from knocking off the winner. Jamie Mott sticks on. There maps to be a bit of speed, which we'll see him getting back and coming over the top. Zootless in for second. Marinsky comes through the same race as Cogent was sound. Ridden a bit quieter might be the go. And Buckland Abbey next best. 5-9-6-1.
5-9-6-1. First leg of the quaddy over the mile. No scratchings. I Am a Chickasaw is the 250 favourite. Arctic Wolf 290 and Il Divo 440. So again, three pretty tight in the market, Harry.
Yeah, I'm happy to be with Il Divo. Just always races well in these sorts of races. Yet to miss the Quinella and two runs at Track and Trip. The form through his latest couple of runs stacks up well. He goes on top. Arctic Wolf was good in a bunch finish, second up after a first up win in weaker grade when carrying big weight. I'm a Chickasaw was a good maiden winner last start, but has to measure up here and is quite tight in the market. And Floriat Pika ran on well to score at Track and Trip, goes in the quaddie, 3-2-9-4.
3-2-9-4 in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg over 1,200, take out 8 and 9, Rights of Man. 240, opposing 420. Hell of a Bell is at 650H.
More open race than the market suggests, Michael. Casa de Sol resuming is who I want to be with. Won on debut last prep over the trip before finishing third to Azar. Noting that field also had Poland and Grand Slam in it. Has a habit of being slowly away, but recent jump outs have seen him jump fine. It's Hot is another one I can entertain at a price. Rights of Man, justified short favouritism on debut, can measure up, and Hell of a Bell in the quaddy as well. 5-1-4-6.
5-1-4-6. Race 7, a benchmark 70 over 1,400. Take out 13, 14, 15, 16. Jude Star's the favourite for Wendy Kelly at 3.30 ahead of Astraeus at $6.
At a price, I'm having something on New Choice, who I thought ran well at the Valley first up, considering he made a wide move from a long way out. Placed in 2 or 3 second up, we'll definitely appreciate the 7 furlongs. At a big price, we can play each way. Jude Star's the obvious danger, 1-2 from 3 this prep. Astraeus, fresh and back in trip, weights kept relative with a claimer engaged. And Mississippi is 3 from 5 overall in this trip in the quaddie. 10 the value ahead of 12, 1 and 11.
10 ahead of 12, 1, 11. New choice, $18.480. Lovely play of value there from Harry White. And the last of 8 at 9.30 tonight. Here we can take out 3. Scream Dream is the favourite. Was a good tip this morning on the Brekkie Show from Lloydie Kennywell at 3.70. Energy Within, 3.80. El Varrick at 4.60. How do we come home, Harry?
Found it hard to split those top two in the market, Michael. I've sided with Energy Within, ran on well in an on-pace race last start. That was on the back of a solid third at Lakeside prior. Scream Dream ran on well after bombing the start first up at the Valley. 1,400 metres will suit, as will hopefully a cleaner getaway. Diamond Thor coming off a fresh and can prove competitive. And Alvaric in for fourth. They're all in the quaddy. 7-6-1-2.
7-6-1-2. All right, give us your play of the day and what we do for the best bets and quaddy.
Hopefully we get our money early. Race 2, number 9, Vidiano. The value, race 7, number 10, New Choice at an each-way price. Quaddy, first leg 2-3-4-9, second leg 1-4-5-6, third leg 1-10-11-12, last leg 1-2-6-7. Play of the day, running double, race 4, numbers 5 and 9, into race 5, numbers 2 and 3.
All right, H, any early tip for Saturday?
As long as Bams on Fire remains in Melbourne and doesn't go to Sydney, I think that that horse is a great bet in race 3.
All right, good putting over the weekend, Harry.
Thanks, Michael.